Steve Schmidt blames Breitbart, Rush, Levin for synagogue shooting, blood on their hands. By Joel B. Polak on October 30, 2018. Political analyst Steve Schmidt declared on MSNBC on Monday evening that conservative media figures and outlets, including Breitbart News, had blood on their hands in the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh on Saturday that claimed 11 lives. Schmidt, a former campaign manager for the late Senator John McCain who now backs the Democrats, said on All In with Chris Hayes. Kellyanne Conway, despicably, today goes on national television. She said, "Well, this shooter's movies were because there is an anti-religious sentiment. No, ma'am. The propaganda industry that she commands, with the vile president that she serves, abetted by Mark Levin, and Rush Limbaugh, and Breitbart, and Newsbusters and Judicial Watch and all the rest of them, have blood on their hands for the incitements that they have made that have triggered and radicalized these crazy people. It is deliberate in intent. He scapegoats minority populations. He alleges conspiracies. He creates a sense of shared and virtuous victimhood. Positions himself as the avenger, and there is no cost too high. So long as it benefits his narcissism. So long as it benefits him politically." Breitbart News was founded by two Jews, the late Andrew Breitbart and Larry Solov, who is CEO of the company. Many of the editorial and management staff are Jewish, including this author. The site has a devoted Jerusalem bureau, and was the only online media outlet in the U.S., liberal or conservative, to devote special coverage to the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem earlier this year, including an exclusive interview with U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman. Breitbart News has also given special attention to anti-Semitic attacks. In 2016, the website covered the vandalism of this author's synagogue, a story that gained national attention. Mark Levin is also Jewish, reiterating in his show Tuesday, before Schmidt's remarks, that he is a proud Jew. He has received numerous awards from Jewish organizations, including the Emmett Speaker of Truth Award in June. He is also being honored this coming Sunday at the annual dinner of the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA. Earlier this year, he interviewed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and traveled to Israel for the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Schmidt nonetheless doubled down on Twitter. "Because they did with lies, venom, malice and premeditation." Steve Schmidt, at Steve Schmitz's, October 30, 2018. Conservative commentator Steve Cortes responded to Schmidt's attack. Steve Cortes, at Cortes Steve, October 30, 2018. To which Schmidt replied. "So MSNBC's at Steve Schmitz's compares our movement to ISIS. At Morning Joe's at Donnie Deutsch calls Trump voters Nazis. CNN's at Jen Hayden tweets that enforcing our borders equals death camps. And, the president is the one resorting to overheated rhetoric." Steve Cortes, at Cortes Steve, October 30, 2018. Down and beat you with experience. Steve Schmidt, at Steve Schmitz's, October 30, 2018. The idea that there is blood on Trump's hands appears to be a frequent refrain for Schmidt. In May, he blamed Trump for the death of over 60 Palestinians who attempted to cross the border fence from Gaza into Israel. Steve Schmidt, there is blood on Trump's hands. MSNBC, at MSNBC, May 20, 2018. The vast majority of the Palestinian dead were members of the Hamas terrorist organization, and some of the participants were forced to join the protest. MSNBC's lineup includes Al Sharpton, who has been accused of inciting riots against Jews in the early 1990s. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak.